Thank you and good morning. The City of Fortuna requested and was granted an extension for the candidate filing period so that interested parties could get on the November ballot. There are now four candidates running for three Fortuna City Council seats, led by incumbent Sue Long. Joining Long on the ballot are Linda Gardner, Joshua Brown, and Tiara Brown. Fortuna residents will also have one ballot measure to consider, Measure V, a 1% sales tax hike that will go to the city's general fund and be used for citywide services. Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough may have been a lonely voice in voting against a water resources bill last week, but his recycling bill is headed to the governor's desk and is expected to be signed this week. AB 1826 will require that organic waste generated by businesses be recycled to remove it from the waste stream. Food and other organic materials are the biggest generators of methane gas when dumped into landfills. The bill would require the waste be converted to clean fuels and other green products. The Public Utilities Commission has given Pacific Gas and Electric the go-ahead to raise gas and electric rates beginning in September. Customers can expect a rate hike of 5.8% overall, with higher gas bills expected in September and higher electricity bills in October. The PUC unanimously approved the hike after PG&E made the request. The utility company said the use of new technologies to detect gas leaks, smart grid updates for the electricity system, and dozens of construction and upgrade projects as the reasons for the rate hike. The athletic department at the College of the Redwoods held its annual dinner and auction on Thursday and raised more than $90,000, money that will be used to benefit teams and athletes at the school. The event was held at the main Eureka campus for the first time in a decade, and the athletic department honored the Titus family of Ferndale, which has strong ties to the athletic department. Over the past 11 years, the annual dinner and auction has raised more than $800,000 for CR Athletics. Eight local law enforcement agencies have begun the Labor Day DUI enforcement period and will focus on increased traffic patrols and anti-DUI efforts through the Labor Day weekend. Officers arrested nine people over this past weekend on suspicion of DUI, a number down from a year ago when 12 drivers were arrested in the same 48-hour period. The Avoid the 8 task force will be back out on the roads this coming weekend with a focus on removing impaired drivers from local roads. Arcata fire crews responded to a report of a grass fire on Saturday and once on scene discovered that the fire had burned less than an acre, but it was caused by a vehicle that had been set ablaze and rolled down a hillside. The incident on Sandpoint Drive in McKinleyville is being investigated as a case of arson, and when firefighters arrived on scene, they found that the grass fire was approaching two structures. It was quickly extinguished, and there were no injuries reported. The CHP and the Sheriff's Office are investigating, and the vehicle in question may be tied to a burglary in McKinleyville on Friday night. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Cal Fire has made good progress against the Lodge Fire burning in northern Mendocino County. Personnel are being released from the fire area. Just over 1,100 remain on scene. The lightning-caused fire has burned more than 12,000 acres, but containment now stands at 80%. There have been 15 injuries associated with the fire, and all evacuation orders and warnings have been lifted. Interior portions of the fire are expected to continue to burn, and smoke will be present in the area for an extended period of time. Near Orleans, the Slide Fire, which never grew to more than 10 acres, has been almost fully contained, and the Mad River Hotshot crew performed mop-up work over the weekend. They are now available for reassignment beginning today. Full containment is expected in the next few days, and no structures or personnel are threatened. Arcata police are investigating a stabbing early Saturday morning that sent an 18-year-old male to the hospital with a stab wound. The officers were in Valley West when the young man approached them, yelling that he had just been stabbed. He had suffered a laceration to his arm that required medical attention. Further investigation revealed there had been an altercation at a house party on Valley West Boulevard, and while officers were speaking with the resident, a fight broke out involving multiple individuals inside. Arcata police are investigating the incident. Use caution when traveling in the Myrtle and West Avenue areas near 6th Street this week. The City of Eureka is installing ADA-compliant sidewalks along the stretch of West Avenue, and lane closures and traffic control will be in effect during the daylight hours. That's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.